You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. North Country Blue is a bluegrass quartet. Listen to a little bit of their music.
Well, she came.
Right, there they are, North Country Blue. That's a track from the band's brand new full-length album, their first. And here's what might surprise you. All four musicians met as little tiny tykes at music festivals and music camp. And now they're teenagers. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. So, Daisy, you want to begin?
Sure. My name is Daisy Kerr. I am 14 years old, and I go to school at Charter University Prep in Placerville, California.
Okay, Ida?
My name's Ida Winfrey. I'm also 14, and I go to school at Turlock High School in Turlock.
Megan?
Hi, I'm Megan January, and I'm 15, and I'm a sophomore at Wood Creek High School in Roseville.
And Tessa?
My name's Tessa Schwartz. I'm 15, and I'm a freshman at Berkeley High School.
Yeah, they're all teenagers. And that's true. You met when you were really little?
Yeah.
Who remembers the story of meeting one or the other first?
Well,
Megan?
We all met separately at different times. I remember I met Ida. The leader of the California Bluegrass Association, her name is Darby, and she does a lot of the planning and stuff. So we were going to a camp, and she had seen us both, and she knew that we would get along really well. So we were working, and she just took us both by the shoulder and put us together and then just left, and then it just sort of grew from there. So that's how I met Ida. We always like to tell
that. We were actually early for the camp, and
yeah.
We were the first two kids there. And our parents, I think, were, like, unloading all the instruments from a truck. And Darby took us by the shoulders and just was, like, and she pushed us together and, like, you guys can be friends now. And then just, like, walked away. We had no idea who each other
were. Yeah, and we were both really shy at that point, too. So,
Daisy, when did you come in?
Yeah, I remember meeting Tessa when I was very little, just starting to play guitar at one of the first bluegrass festivals I went to. And I was playing guitar, we were singing Ashes of Love, and Tessa took the solo, and I'm like, oh my goodness, that's so cool, she improvised.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my goodness, so that I met Tessa then.
And you're how old when all this is happening?
I was probably 6 or 7.
Whoa!
Yeah.
So congratulations, you have this first album recorded, and it's out there, and how is it to have launched this project?
It's super great. Some of us have done, you know, recording before. Me and Megan were in a band together, and we recorded a CD. But nothing like this. I don't think we've ever done as much preparation and rehearsal as we did. You know, we had a producer on this record, which isn't something that I think any of us have done before.
Yeah, I used to play in a band, and we recorded an EP, and we had a producer, but we didn't. We were much younger. We were 9, 10, 11-year-olds, and we did not prepare as much as we did. So it was a really great experience to prepare.
Someday you're going to listen back to this conversation and just laugh about how you're talking about your ages and perspective. So all of you sing lead and harmonies. Mm-hmm. You write different parts of the song. I want to get right into some music because we're going to try to hear you play two songs live in our studio. Who wants to introduce or tell me about the first song you're going to play? This is Ida.
Yeah, this is this first song we're going to play is one that my dad wrote. And it's about a lady named Florence Thompson who is pictured in a photograph called Migrant Mother. And if you guys saw the photograph, you'd recognize it. And she migrated from Oklahoma over to California, and she worked at a labor camp, and she died in Modesto, which is about 15 minutes north of us. So we saw her in a newspaper, and my dad thought it'd be a good story. So we're
going
to play.
So you are going to hear "Hello, Florence Thompson," performed by North Country Blue. The song was written by Ida Winfrey's father, Jason, who is chair of the philosophy department at Cal State Stanislaus. So here they are, North Country Blue. There they are, the Bluegrass Quartet, North Country Blue, Daisy Kerr on guitar, Ida Winfrey on mandolin, Megan January on upright bass, and Tessa Schwartz on fiddle. Ida, your dad has an idea for a song, writes a song, and then you want to bring it to the band. How does that work? And I'm getting to the process of how do you create music now as a band?
Well, when we want to learn a new song, since we live all so far away from each other.
Like 2 hours apart, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's that far apart?
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll have a recording of this song on voice memos, and we'll, like, send it out. We'll be like, hey, guys, it's in this key, and I guess, like, let's do it. And so then whenever we meet next, we'll, like, work it up, or whenever we have a practice, we'll...
Mm-hmm. You had the idea for the... overall band for the four of you to join in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, well, I think, well, my, I don't know. I wanted to have a band for a while, and I was, I saw one of my mentors, or like an inspiration for me, was a local girl named AJ Lee, and she had bands growing up as a kid. I believe she was in a band with Tessa's brothers. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I wanted a band, too, and my dad was in a band, and bands are just cool, so I was like, I'll have a band. And I texted these guys, well, my voice is cracking, I said, hey, guys, you want to be in a band? And they were like, sure.
Well, I said no at first.
Yeah.
That's Tessa.
Yeah, this is Tessa. I just said, you guys want to be in a band? And I said no, because I was already in a band, and I was, like, you know, I was in seventh grade, so that was, you know, you all know how seventh grade goes.
You say no.
Yeah, I said no, and I told my dad, I was like, you know, Ida asked me to be in this band, but I said no, because I don't have time, and he was like, you said what? And he made me text her back and say, I'll be in your band, and I'm so glad he did.
But then you have to find out if you'll work together as mm-hmm. people and musicians, so then what happened?
Yeah, we actually met up that summer, I believe, after one of the festivals we all go to together, and we just hung out and jammed and worked up a couple songs and had Keith Little come and work with us, and that's how we figured out.
Yeah.
That's Daisy, if it would work. And now Megan.
And then when we first started, I didn't know Daisy that well. I knew of her. She was pretty famous in the youth bluegrass community of California. So I knew of her, and then some of the other band members introduced me to her, and it sort of worked like that with everybody. We just sort of knew some of each other and then introduced each other to other people. And then, yeah, meeting at house camps or festivals, we just sort of started hanging out and jamming together late at night, and it grew from there.
Mm-hmm. Daisy, do you want to introduce the next song?
So this next song we're going to play, it's called Pride of Man. I heard one of my mentors play it at a music camp at 3 a.m.
At 3 a.m.?
Yeah. I was half asleep, but I heard it, and I'm like, what's that called? I need to know this song. So I went back home, and I Googled it, and I'm like, who does this song? And I found out a guy named Hamilton Camp wrote it, and Gordon Lightfoot and Tony Rice covered it, so I learned it from them. I admire their music. And then I brought it to the band because I thought it would be a really cool song for us to do.
Here they are, North Country Blue.
Made all those two places.
Treasure, wide and fame. You bow unto your gods of gold, your pride of might shall be thy shame. O God, the pride of man, broken in the dust again. And only God can lead his people back into the earth again. Thy holy mountain be restored, have mercy on thy people.
The Bluegrass Quartet, North Country Blue, you can see them at the Side Door in Sacramento this Friday, February 1st at 7 p.m. It's the first of four big CD release events that they have coming up, and the new CD is self-titled. It's North Country Blue. So you're getting some great words. We don't have a lot of time left, but when an award-winning bluegrass writer, John Hartley Fox, says that this feels to him like an important beginning, the first step and a heartening dispatch from the next generation of bluegrass. It's a lot of expectation, isn't it? Daisy, Megan, yes. What do you think?
It's so amazing. And we've had so much support from the whole bluegrass community. And I just want to say thank you so much for everybody who's ever supported us from when we began just a year ago, a little bit over a year ago, because it's so incredible how much we've grown and how much more we really put into the music from where we started and to now with our CD release party this Friday, the first one.
I want to say thank you to all of you, Daisy, Ida, Megan, Tessa. Congratulations on this first album.
Thanks
for being here.
Thank you so much.
We're excited to watch a really long career for all of you.
Thank you.
And that's Insight for today. Be sure to go to our website, capradio.org/insight, for much more. I'm Beth Ruyak. We are back with another live show tomorrow.